It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to know who had the cheapest, chillest wedding, and are you still together or not? 314-531-9898. How much did your wedding cost, and are you still married 20 years later? Lady Gaga was talking about how she's engaged now and that she's planning her wedding, and it was a very not like celebrity type of wedding that she was considering. She said, you know, I'm really torn between just going to the courthouse and getting Chinese food and making it real chill, or I could have like unicorns. You never know with me.
Right.
But I just thought it was interesting that even Lady Gaga was talking about doing a chill wedding. 314-531-9898. Alex, you're getting married. How's the wedding process going? Because I feel like you're going big. You're going to be at like Union Station.
Yeah, we're doing it pretty big, but I will say there is a lot that obviously goes into the planning process of it. So if you are like a big time celebrity, yes, there's probably like plenty of people that can plan something for you if you give them an idea of what you want. But I totally can see this and where Lady Gaga's coming from, because
you're in the middle of it now and said this sucks.
Yeah. She's done all this already.
And like, yeah, and you're famous. Like, what more could you need? You have these big celebrations that are centered ultimately around, like, let's be honest, when you're famous, you're doing plenty of things that are centered around you.
Okay. So you feel like for your wedding, like, maybe sometimes people want to do a big deal because this is the only time, like, Gaga's has big moments. Yeah,
that's how I feel about it. But yeah, I mean, for me, that's not my style. I want a big celebration.
You're getting a band, the whole thing,
and that's because, like, you know, you plan this thing one time and you go big, and then you never have to do it again.
I get torn. So I don't love the one day thing. I tell people this all the time. Like, if that's you, that makes sense for you. It's just a lot of money for one day. We did a destination wedding with like 36 of our closest friends and family, and it was spread out over a couple of days. And I still, even though we have a vacation of memories and it's the best time of my life, I tell my wife all the time, like, if someone offered you that check and you just got to delete that photo album and all those memories, would you want it? And I go back and forth all the time. And my brother-in-law recently got married, and he did like a courthouse wedding. He seems happy. He's rolling like it didn't need, like, sometimes doing the chill weddings are kind of cool.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. When my sister got married, my mom was all about spending money because she was like, this is my party, and we're paying for the wedding and the reception, so therefore we're going to spend it. But when Sarah and I got married, we kind of did things, I don't want to say on the cheap, but really budgeted.
Yeah.
You know, we took fake flowers over real flowers to save a bunch of money. Mm. We didn't hire her aunt and uncle to be bouncers. They volunteered to be bouncers, so people wouldn't come in to drink the beer, because we had a limited amount of beer at the reception. We got the reception hall for free because we knew somebody.
Do you know what you spent? Do you remember? Because it was a long time ago.
A little under $6,000.
Wow.
And that even included the honeymoon, because we had frequent flyer miles.
Mine was a destination wedding. It was like 27, but a honeymoon included 10. And I feel like that's cheap. Alex, you're doing through it now. Like, numbers seem
much over than that. Yeah,
I feel like weddings are so expensive. Yeah,
it's very expensive. But I will say something that Kevin said that you made a good point. Yes, it is a party for you and it's to celebrate you. But like, yeah, also like, you know, there are some parents paying for different things, and like, it is a party for them as well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
My mom did not want a huge wedding or anything, but her mom wanted her to have a huge wedding. So my mom let her mom plan everything, And it was not really what my mom had wanted. So my parents eloped a couple months before and didn't tell anyone.
I had a friend do the same thing. I didn't know that. Yeah. I had a friend who got married and eloped before they and then they had a wedding. They were already married. They just did the ceremony.
They were like, we just want to go do our own thing. It's just going to be the two of us. We'll do the big wedding to please other people, but like, that's not for us.
So let's say that we count that second wedding didn't count. They're still together.
They're still together.
You know, like, I want to know out there, what's the least amount of money that you spent? What's anyone under 10? You know, Kevin was in that same, like, 6, 10 range.
I got to tell you guys, you want to know something?
What?
Annie and I actually are, no, I'm just kidding. We're not actually married already. Hannah got scared.
My eyes just shot wide open. I'm like, my gosh, no, Annie's going to rip your head off for telling you that on air.
We've been to the courthouse, but it was for like her 5th grade field trip.
314-531-9898. You spent how much on your wedding, and are you still together now? Does big wedding mean you'll still be together, or small wedding and still together? Lady Gaga, of all people, she's a huge celebrity, is like, I'm not looking for like an over-the-top wedding. I'm thinking about going to the courthouse, getting some Chinese food, and just say we're getting married. She's engaged right now. 314-531-9898. I'm curious, if you had a small wedding, are you still together? Did you have a big wedding and a divorce, or maybe you're still together? Danny, how much you spent on your wedding?
We spent $4,000 in 1986, and I married my high school sweetheart. She was 18. I was just 21.
Wow.
It's been 38 years, and it's been an amazing journey. We're still together.
Wow. Congratulations. Wow.
Congrats.
Look at you guys. And you still sound like so happy and so in love, Danny.
Well, let me just tell you, one of the neatest things that happened was on our 36th anniversary. At the time, my 15-year-old girlfriend said, when I met you, I wanted to marry you. I knew we were going to have a great life. I didn't know what it was going to be, but I just knew it would be good. And that it made my heart just shatter because she hadn't told me that in 36 years.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
She waited that long to tell you. Really, the 36 years you guys survived without having that big moment. Danny, that makes me happy for you, man. Let's go to Taryn. Taryn, how much did you spend on the wedding? Are you still together?
Yeah, it was less than about $3,000, and I was pregnant with Mason, so we did a very small wedding, no groomsmen, no bridesmaid, no wedding photographer, no reception, nothing. And we were married, as of 3 days ago, 8 years.
Wow, wow. Congratulations. Wow, less than $3,000. Jessica, you spent how much on your wedding, and are you still together?
We spent under probably $500 for the wedding. Wow. We've been together for 11 years. We were going to do a wedding. It was still going to be small. It would have been under $5,000. But I had to take my ex back to court for custody stuff. So our choices were attorney fees and a wedding, or attorney fees and fertility treatments. And we now have a 10-year-old. So no reason.
So you had to choose. Like Kevin, you chose the fertility treatments, which is such a high risk, too. And I'm so glad you have like a miracle that worked out for you.
Oh, thank you. And like Kevin, we had Marriott points. So for our honeymoon, we only had to pay for airfare to Costa Rica.
Nice. There you go. Yeah. And then that's where the baby was made.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for the call, Jessica. What a cool story and sharing everyone's love story. It's Y98 St. Louis. We're still commercial free. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.